The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Hello, and welcome to KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky, and it is a little bit past 3:09 on Wednesday, May 13th. As always, state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Health Department officials are staffing a coronavirus Q&A line 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also now text the coronavirus hotline at 211-211 in any language, and dialing 211 will connect you to statewide community resources through the United Way. You can also visit wa211.org online. We've got some state information today. The governor has issued guidelines detailing how in-store retail and certain manufacturing operations will be able to resume once counties reach phase two of reopening. Some of the requirements include limiting locations to 30% occupancy, frequent sanitizing of surfaces, and worker education around preventing transmission of COVID-19. Links to the requirements can be found in the news section of the webpage coronavirus.wa.gov. Governor Inslee has also directed state agencies to freeze most hiring, personal service contracts, and equipment purchases. The State Employment Security Department is receiving reports that fake websites are being set up to steal claimants' personal information. Employment Security would never ask for personal info outside of their own secure internet site, which is https://secure.esd.wa.gov. If you feel you are a victim to such fraud, or if you encounter a fraudulent website, call 1-800-246-9763 or do email esdgpinternalfraud@esd.wa.gov. Again, that's esdgpinternalfraud@esd.wa.gov. And if you've missed any of those things or need another readout of them, go to our website at daily.ktqa.org or call us at 253-330-8821. We can help you with some of those. In Pierce County, rental assistance is available to Pierce County residents living outside Tacoma City limits whose housing stability has been impacted by COVID-19. Your income must be below 50% of the area median income. You can apply by calling 253-841-8886, extension 800, or by emailing covid-ra@shareandcarehouse.org. As of May 11th, there were approximately $600,000 still available for lending to local small businesses in Tacoma and Pierce County that have experienced a 25% reduction in revenues due to COVID-19. They must have up to 20 employees and have been in business for at least a year. Links to the application can be found at piercecountywa.gov. Moving to Tacoma, Tacoma Ocean Fest, a festival originally scheduled for June 7th, has been postponed to September 13th. The City of Tacoma and the Greater Tacoma Community Foundation have established a rental assistance fund that individuals can donate to at gtcf.org or by calling 253-383-5622. Neat way to help our neighbors. And as I announced yesterday, more than 200,000 pounds of free potatoes will be given away tomorrow, May 14th, at the Tacoma Dome, starting at 11 a.m. Up to 2 bags per household will be loaded directly into your vehicle. Pull into the F and G parking lots. Again, that's free potatoes tomorrow at the Tacoma Dome, starting at 11 a.m. You can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line and 211 for statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. Our phone number is 253-330-8821. Call us or text us there.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.